So we are now in simulcast with Crusade Channel here at Archangel Radio, and I am delighted to introduce to you, if it needs any introduction, that is, or if he needs any introduction, Mr. Mike Church. When Mike Church was born, the concept of boredom ran for the hills, and since the 1990s, he has been leading the charge in conservative talk radio as the King Dude, and there appears no signs of him slowing up anytime soon. He hosts the daily Mike Church Show over on Crusade Channel, and as I say, he joins us today on Simulcast. Mike, welcome to the Turley Frequency here, live and exclusive on Archangel Radio, broadcasting across Lower Alabama on 1410 AM and 94.5 FM and around the world on the internet and the mobile app.
Great to be back on Archangel Radio on AM and FM. I love AM and FM radio. Love it.
Now, listen, Mike, you must have heard of somebody called Tucker Carlson.
A little bit.
Yeah.
just a wee bit.
Just a wee bit. Now, listen, I don't want to sort of rehash because there's a lot. I mean, I was listening to your show this morning. There's a lot flying around about Tucker. Was he pushed? Was he fired? Et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. That's all well and good. And we're probably agreed that the whole sort of media industrial complex is as it is. But what I'm really kind of curious to pick your brains a little bit on this morning, if you're open to it, is the need for an alternative media, the need for people like yourself, like Archangel Radio, people who are not in the pay of large corporations, but who are doing media because they feel it's a vocation and it has a purpose of building up the city of God here in the rubbles of Babylon.
No, we need not just alternative media, because I think there's already alternative media. What we need is separate and equal infrastructure, because it's the infrastructure that they have built and that they have that's valued in the probably hundreds of billions of dollars that, you know, they're using to their diabolical advantage. Towers and broadcasting facilities and the computers that run them and the increase in bandwidth capability and in computing capability, you know, the hiring of hundreds of thousands of individuals that's only expressed in a very small number of outlets. But it's that infrastructure that they have, it seems that we lust after the most, and that we want access. We're demanding access. We're demanding equality to that infrastructure. Well, since no one is out there that I know of in public life is pursuing the true common good, which is that all things that happen in a state of society in public must act towards your and my holy death and blessed eternity. That's the true common good. Salvation is the common good. If the things in society aren't acting towards that, then you're going to get the result that we have here today. And when we say, though, I think we have to be careful about, well, we want an alternative media. There are people out there that say, we want an alternative economy. I'm like, I don't want an alternative economy. I don't want an alternative to their economy because it has all these elements of usury and stuff in it. I don't want it. You know what I want? I want a Christian economy. I want an economy as if families mattered. And yeah. I don't need to ape theirs because theirs is so filled with errors. So when we say we want an alternative media, no, we want a Christian media. We want a media that Christendom can be proud of, right? And Christendom can go stand before the judgment seat and say, I did my best for the common good, using talents and skills you blessed me with, Lord, and yes, I will stand and be judged.
No, you're absolutely right. I mean, I chose my words poorly, Mike.
That wasn't it, KV. That's just in general.
No, but it's true. An alternative voice. We need alternative voices.
Yes.
In the marketplace. You know, you're right. There's lots of alternative media so-called out there, but it's not really alternative. It's just more of the same, the culture of death given a megaphone. But listen, I was thinking about the Tucker Carlson debacle in terms of his sacking and that. And I hope you don't mind me mentioning this, but I mean, you were on Sirius XM and you were also pushed aside a bit then. I mean, it must have brought back some raw memories for you of that process when corporations start to move and they start to move you out.
Well, let me just say to you that I was on Sirius XM for 13 years. The only difference between Twixt Tucker and I is my contract. I had a yearly agreement with them, and the yearly agreement in 2000, it expires on November the 10th, 2015, was not renewed. I knew 30 days before because they had to notify me 30 days. So I knew for 30 days it wasn't going to be renewed. I didn't tell anyone until the last broadcast day, which I think it was October 26th. But the similarities are there. In as much as, okay, I didn't say anything to anyone per the agreement that I made. And then they, in writing, allowed me to inform the audience on the, quote, farewell show that I was doing what I was going to do, and we were going to launch our own service and what have you here. But I just also like to say that all the people out there that are making up all of these false examples of what's going on, I don't know why they didn't call me, and you're the smartest man in all American radio because you did. Because I've actually signed one of those deals. I've seen six of them. I've signed six of them. And I know what happens when they have to be enforced. I've had it enforced on me six times. So I know this process. I know it very well. And exactly what I said has now been verified about this. I'll just read it to you. Tucker Carlson's prior $1.6 million per month contract has as much as 18 months remaining. Fox CEO Lachlan Murdoch and Carlson were in the middle of negotiating an extension through 2029 when the Murdochs decided to bench him instead. They don't want Tucker going anywhere, and they're going to force him to sit on the bench for months as they recover from his departure. Now, KV, that is exactly what I told my audience 2 days ago. It is likely that Tucker has not gone anywhere, and that Fox News is enforcing either the non-compete or the do not disclose or the non-disclosure, or they are going to pay him out for the remainder of the contract, and they're going to tell him that you can't get out of it and you cannot go and broadcast anywhere else, which explains the silence the last 3 days, doesn't it? So El Jefe Dude was correct.
Well, what you're saying, Mike, I mean, I'm sure you've caught up with Megyn Kelly, who is on SiriusXM at the moment, and she more or less is saying exactly the same thing, that what they've got, that Tucker hasn't been fired in the traditional sense. He hasn't been escorted out of the building, so to speak, metaphorically. What they've done is they have said, you're not broadcasting anymore, which is a very, very different situation, exactly as you called it, which leads to the question, I mean, how long do you think, knowing these contracts, how long could Tucker be sitting there in silence like some sort of Trappist monk?
Well, if it's 18 months that he has left on the deal, then it could be 18 months. I had one that I had with Jefferson Pilot Broadcasting in 2000, and it was invoked, and I had an agreement, a gentleman's agreement with Rick Jackson, the GM, who was like, Mike, we're going to honor the agreement we made with you. He goes, I'm going to ask you to honor this part of it. If you land a gig Twixt now in November or October when this expires, notify us so we can stop paying you, and then you can start being paid by the new person, which I did. Because I honored the agreement. So that may be that they're sitting there and they're telling Tucker, dude, you're going to get paid. You're just not working. So enjoy the vacation.
I'm just thinking 18 months, Mike, is a nice figure, isn't it? It's a nice sort of time scale. It takes us just beyond the next presidential election.
Doesn't it? How coincidental.
Or am I being too conspiratorial?
No, you see, we don't know the details of when he signed, because there would have been a term when he signed. So could it? Now, it also could be, now remember, this is the other reason why I don't know why CBS didn't call me, because I could have told them all this, or anyone. Those contracts are always written in favor of the network. They are never written in favor of the talent. They just don't do it. That's not the way it's done. And you can offer your amendments all you want, but at the end of the day, especially if you're talking about $1.6 million per month, if that's accurate, that's an awful lot of money. You're going to lay an awful lot of conditions on it, and you should, because that's a huge investment. So I would say that this seems to me that this particular leak seems to me to have the appearance of being accurate. And to answer your question, that's up to Tucker Carlson right now. Now, I don't know how the contract is worded. Does he have an out? Because they can write these things this way. They can tell him, look, you can go ahead and ask us today and get a lawyer and petition us to get out of it. If you do, we're going to take you to court and we're going to sue you.
Mm-hmm.
So there. So here's the calculation. Is it worth $1.6 million per month to shut him up? What damage could he do on CNN, for example? Is it $1.6 million a month? You know, that's something that Tucker has to calculate and Fox has to calculate. I'd say, though, my broadcast experience and my experience with these contracts is it's to his benefit to just take the vacation. But when he comes back, if it's a long time, KV, you know, absence may make your heart grow fonder for me and me for you, but in 18 months, I might forget all about you.
Absolutely. And can I just put it out there on the radio and on the Crusade channel as well, that if anybody wants to pay me $1.6 million to be quiet per month, I will definitely consider it. I don't know about you, Mike, but I'd definitely give it some thought. Listen,
I'll take $1,600 per month.
I'd take a lot less than that. You're listening to Mr. Mike Church, who is on a simulcast here on Archangel Radio, he's on the Mike Church Show, which is part of the Crusade Channel, broadcasting on the Veritas Radio Network. Mike, I mean, the other thing that crossed my mind, though, was that you've been in this situation. You came out the other end, and in some ways, it was the making of you. You started your own network. You started your own show. You had your own freedom to say whatever you want. I mean, do you see that sort of future for Tucker, that somehow he would end up in some sort of independent venue or gig where he's much happier?
Yeah. Let me say this, and I don't know Tucker, and I wish I did, because by every indication, he and I would get on famously. Let me just say to you that this is how I would view the answer what I would say about that. He started and he found, so he came up through the Heritage Foundation. He was a young guy, and he worked on policy at the Heritage Foundation. And then sometime around 2003 or somewhere up in there, he had a lot of experience, and he decided that, you know, he might want in on this new internet thing. And with others, he decided to found, they founded this thing called the Daily Caller website. I wrote for the Daily Caller for 5 years, and I know that Tucker knew that I did, because he had to say so on all agreements. So I know he knows who I am. And again, I was blessed. I wrote for the Daily Caller for about 5 years. My point is, we know that he has an entrepreneurial streak in him. Yes. Now, this is a heavy lift, though. This is not, you know how much money the Glenn Beck has had to raise to keep the Blaze TV, to start it and then to keep it on air? Somewhere in the order between nobody can give a complete and total accounting, somewhere between $80 and $100 million to launch it, and then somewhere around $8 to $10 million a month to keep it on. Wow. That is a huge lift. That's a big responsibility. Does Tucker want that? My advice was, dude, come join the Crusade Channel or start your own radio, your own radio outlet. Radio is relatively inexpensive. You don't need that kind of hardware. And you can do videos, just don't do a TV station. You know, do a video cast, if you will. Kind of like, and I'll give you a perfect model for what Tucker could do. My friend Del Bigtree and the High Wire. Dell's got a great thing going. They kicked him off of Facebook. They kicked him off of YouTube because he was like, you know, he was a producer for CBS for 20 years doing all their medical shows and the medical shorts that you would see on CBS News and 60 Minutes. Well, Dell produced all those. So when he started campaigning against the mandatory vaccine and the truth behind what was going on with COVID, all the big media outlets, they kicked him off. And so he had to start. He basically had to make his own infrastructure. But he didn't make a TV station. He just made Del Bigtree's High Wire.
Absolutely.
Which I think was smart. He doesn't need.
No.
So,
I mean, there's a lot of people that are sort of doing that, and you've done it as well, Mike. I mean, you've gotten this sort of similar. I mean, you know, I'm a radio purist, though. I'm not absolutely convinced by this kind of video business with the radio. But, but something like the Crusade Channel, where you have that editorial freedom. Could you see Tucker, if he was ready for that heavy lift, starting his own media entity? Or do you think that's not really his kind of personality?
Well, let me just give you two words and answer yes. Jason Whitlock.
Yes.
There's talent out there that he is familiar with. They would be loyal to him. They would jump at the opportunity at that kind of independence. Not only do I see it happening, I completely and fully expect it. Although, if he's gonna get out of his Fox contract, he's going to CNN.
Yeah.
Forget OAN and all those little players. He's not going there. If he's going to get out of that contract and get a lawyer and try to get out of it, it's because he's going to CNN. You heard it here first. That would be the move.
Well, talk me through that, Mike, because I'm still a bit agnostic about that. Really, CNN?
Well, CNN has the infrastructure. CNN is broadcast all around the world. CNN is in every airport in the United States and probably in the UK, too. CNN yes. has the footprint. It has the logo. CNN has the history. It's the oldest cable news channel. It's also the one that's in the lowest part of the bowl of the toilet right now. There is no hope for the future of CNN, and they know it. The only thing keeping them alive is the fact that they have those contracts in airports. You can't go to an airport and not see CNN playing on the television. There's a reason for that. They are contractually obligated to one another. CNN needs a mega talent to lift it out of the doldrums. There you go, right there, Tucker Carlson. So, well, and don't forget, Glenn Beck started at Headline News. So don't say there's no history. Glenn Beck, and he was very conservative when he was on Headline News. Fox went after him and bought it and lured him away from CNN and he made guest appearances on Crossfire and all the other shows. So is there an example of a quote conservative? There is. And it's Glenn Beck. So if you were going to go the network route, to me, it's going to be CNN.
The trouble with that, though, Mike, as far as I can see, I mean, I was looking at CNN news coverage of the Tucker Carlson saga, and they describe him as a far-right extremist.
Sure.
I mean, the world has changed since the start of the century in the sense that there could be all sorts of attempts to deplatform or disengage with CNN because they hire somebody like Tucker Carlson. I mean, do you think really that the corporate management structure of CNN would have the stomach to bring Tucker on and make that a going concern?
Is Ted Turner still alive?
I don't know, is he?
he is. It's a mavericky kind of thing to do. Here's the bottom line. Liberals, progressives, communists are miserable people. They're not funny. They're not engaging. They have built-in audience, and they pay for access by bowing down and kissing the rings of Freemasons. Yes, there I said it. Someone like Tucker is naturally funny. He's got a natural sense of humor. He has a natural joy about him. Why? Well, he's a kissing cousin to us Catholics, KV. He's an Episcopalian. He's a high Anglican. He's a high Episcopalian, if I understand his theology correctly, from what I know about him. So there was there's certain joy there to him. That's something that just does not exist out there. That you can't find someone to be joyful, love life, and then cause the audience to love that kind of life and have that kind of joy and look forward, not with anticipation of committing gross acts of injustice against other human beings, which the left exists to do, but with the opposite of, you know, helping people that are being assaulted by the same lift themselves out of it. There's a truth out there. The X-Files, I know you're a fan. The truth is out there. Yes, Mulder. It is. So,
but I think as well, you're also touching on something which people have overlooked a little bit in the success of Tucker Carlson, which was that it wasn't foaming at the mouth outrage all the time. He used humor, he used intelligence, he used wit in terms of dismantling some of the things that had been put to us as certainties or as whatever. He was an engaging personality, and I think sometimes both on left and right people forget that you have to have if you're going to have a personality driven radio or television program, you got to have somebody who's got some personality, not something that's confected.
Well, I agree, and I realize this is just, I'm going to go back to 1994, and there was another example of this. CBS took a chance on a guy named Rush Limbaugh and gave him a late night spot for the Rush Limbaugh TV show. And of course, and there was this hue and cry and outrage among the usual suspects. The Miller Brewing Company went out on a limb and did an advertising jaunt with Rush. Rush and Rush Limbaugh, the TV show, ran for 4 years. Was pretty successful, and Rush decided himself that it was taking too much away from the radio show, and he decided to put it to an end. So again, are there examples of this that have actually happened? You see, this is why these people on these other networks, if they or on these other shows and podcasts, if you really want an insider and someone that knows a little bit about how this works, they should all be calling me, going like, after you know, there are millions of people. Thanks to Archangel Radio, they're listening right now, KV. So if you want me to explain this on your show, I'll be happy to do it. But I do think that it's possible. I also think that, let's just say that it's 18 months and it goes to the election of 2024. And he has to sit out, let's just say, to January of 2025. The moment may either be ripe, or it may have passed completely, and there is no going back. So, you know, there's a photograph out there of Tucker supposedly last night taking his wife out to dinner in a golf cart in their private little subdivision. He looks very happy to me. That photograph was from last night. It doesn't look like he's too worried.
No, and I don't. I mean, he's a multi-millionaire with a great future ahead of him. I can't see what the problem would be. I mean, to be honest, what's your prediction about cable news? I mean, is that the end of Fox News?
It's not the end of Fox News, as I talked about this in the first hour of the program. Take the surplus of Tucker Carlson viewers take Hannity's average audience, take Tucker's average audience, separate them or subtract one from the other. You'll get about 1 million to 1.3 million different distinct viewers. That is the Fox News base. It's not going anywhere. Fox is going to lose about 1 million per day. Can they survive on the Hannity audience? Yeah, they can survive on it. They also have a show in the afternoon that is called The Five that had ratings. People don't talk about this, but The Five's ratings are equal to Tucker's. That is primarily the Fox News base as well, with some other people tuning in, libertarians or what have you, that love Greg Gutfeld and like Jesse Waters. So are they going to fly? I don't know. But I'd see that in the evening in prime time, they're going to lose about 1 million per night. Can they survive it? Yes. Is that the end? Okay, but well, cable's killing itself. It's down 15% January 2023, January 2022 comparisons. Cable news is down 15% overall ratings. So, we are progressively, there's a pun for you, we are progressively atomizing themselves out of existence. The answer is it doesn't have that great or that long of a future, but maybe one or two of them survives.
We had Chris Ruddy on the show the other day, Newsmax CEO. Any predictions there? Do you think Newsmax will suddenly surge as Fox starts to stumble?
Again, this is what do you have to offer me? This is a talent thing. And does Newsmax have that kind of talent? I mean, that's not a knock on Chris Ruddy. I don't think so. I mean, the people that they had on board, like Emerald Robinson, the people seem to like and are willing to go out there and investigate and report the kind of things that people like us want to know about. They don't have the talent. I don't see Newsmax benefiting that much from this.
Okay. Well, listen, Mike, we're going to have to call it a day. As always, it's far too short. Thank you so much for coming on this show and allowing me to come on your show and to do a simulcast here. Let's do it again soon.
Absolutely. We always enjoy it. And hello to the Archangel Radio out there in Alabama. Send us a note to crusadechannel.com. You can find me hiding in plain sight.
Mr. Mike Church on the Mike Church Show, broadcast every single day on the Crusade Channel. Mike, good luck with the Congress at the weekend, and let's talk to you soon.
All right. Talk soon. Thank you very much.